Let's talk RPAC conference meet. Coach, I don't know what it is in the water there at Bertrand High School, but it seems like you always have kids, girls and boys, that are good vaulters and good distance runners, and they're the same person. That doesn't happen with many schools, but you've got a young man and a young lady, both teams, that are good at both, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I don't know, maybe you haven't heard, but Marcus Hernandez is injured, so we have him no more in the pole vault or in anything.
I had not heard that. Is that a season-ending injury?
Yes, it was. It happened at the Arapahoe Invitational, and he had set the tied the meet record. He was going for 14.6, and he was approaching the pit, and he tore two grade 2 tears and another grade 1 tear up in his upper hamstring. So
that's just terrible. Boy, he was having a great season, and I know he's a great young man too, isn't he?
Yep, he's such a good man that it'll turn into something positive for him.
Is he looking at going on to do some track in college?
Well, he's going down to Arizona Christian, and I'm not sure. I don't know if he's 100% sure about track, especially now with the injury. But there was some talk about pole vaulting down there, but I don't think the decision has been made, completely. So,
well, that's too bad, because they're having a great season. I know on the girls' side, at Shelby Shaney's the other one we're talking about, not only good in the vault, but a great distance runner as well.
Right, and she just kind of took up the distance. She had never ran anything farther than a 800 until this year, and now after just five races, she's closing in on 12 minutes for the 3200. So, and we kind of knew it all along, but it just took a little while to convince her and to work into that. So it's worked out really good.
She's been one of your top point scorers, probably the one on the girls' side, but you've got some other girls I know have really come around meet by meet helping you out and improving all the time.
Yeah, she's got a freshman that runs with her she's been running really well, placing high in a lot of meets, and Bailey Kipp is her name. And just she doesn't have the speed that a lot of girls have, but when the gun goes off in the 3200, she competes, and she's been doing really well in the middle, low 13s. So good for a little freshman to be running like that.
I know you've got some other girls, no question. Is this kind of, you got some seniors in there, but otherwise you got a lot of underclassmen with this bunch this year?
Yes. There's a few freshmen. Are we speaking of the girls? There's a couple of freshmen, three or four freshmen that, give them enough time, they're going to be scoring some points. We have a freshman pole vaulter, for instance, that's going 8 foot, and she's going to be getting better all the time. And several like half milers that are just starting to figure things out. So yeah, they're going to be fine.
Coach, on the boys' side, it's been besides the bad, the terrible news with Marcus, you've got some others that are just doing some great things. Thunder Nelson, especially as a junior, he is on the sprints and the jumps. Boy, he's having a heck of a season.
Yeah, he is. He's improved a lot in his long jump, 21.6, I think. And, yeah, he's down to 23 flat, which isn't going to quite cut it, but if he can knock off a little bit more off of that, he is. He's having a good season. One of those kids that can do about anything. Like a lot of those good athletes are.
Yeah, you can put them in a lot of different events. You can only do four, but boy, you got some decisions come district time, don't you?
Yeah, there will be some decisions, and I think Shelby will probably be the toughest decision. And we haven't really decided on all that yet, but I know she'd like to go down there in four events, which is not easy, in a district like ours. So we'll have to see how that works out.
I know the boys 4x1 at 45.4 is second to Dundee County Stratton right now, but I'm sure that's a four that they feel like they can run faster.
Yeah, I believe they can. Not a lot faster, but we can knock off a few tenths yet, I believe. They can be really, if things go right, and that's an event that you never know, but if things go right, they should do fine.
Got a young some young throwers as well that are coming along for you?
Yeah, we've got a shot putter, a boy that just started throwing in meets about 2 weeks ago, and he came out throwing almost 44 feet right off the bat. So, yeah, he's a sophomore, so looking forward to see how he progresses.
And we got to go back to the vault. I know with Marcus out of there, Isaac Hernandez is having a nice year as a sophomore. And then Eric Wood as well is, I'm sure, going to go even higher this next couple of meets.
Yeah, sometimes Isaac got a little bit overlooked, but all of a sudden his 13-6 is still looking pretty darn good. So, and he's only a sophomore.
Can't forget about your jumpers. We mentioned Thunder Nelson's kind of the leader of that group. If you got a couple of others who are also scoring points for you.
Right. Yep. We have a high jumper that's about to state qualifying heights. He's at 5'10", and I think he's got a shot at 6 feet, Chase Bossler. Kind of across the board, we've got some good athletes.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a meet, Coach. It always is. So wherever it's going to be, of course, up at Sutherland for the first time up there. And I don't know if I'm trying to think if when's the last, if you guys go to the Best of the Midwest stuff or send kids out there. Otherwise, you don't see that track very much.
No, it'll be a first. We've never sent kids up to Sutherland, so this will be a first for me for sure. So, yeah, I know they're going to do a good job, and I know it's a great facility, so looking forward to that.
And finally, Coach, you're going to be hosting districts here in a couple of weeks. Got to be excited about that right on your home track.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I hope, we do get some wins up here, so sometimes they can help those extra qualifying marks, or sometimes they can hurt them. So we'll do everything we can to put on a good meet and the people in charge. So looking forward to that, too.